Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gorrell. Sauer moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Schmidt scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Antonelli. Thompson moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer is walked intentionally. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Antonelli bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and has O'Connell trapped. There's the throw to Taylor, who throws over to Gorrell, who tags O'Connell for the out. Davenport moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Kirkland moves to third. Mays moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neiman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport bunts in front of the plate. Neiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Antonelli moves to second. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Antonelli moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddy Rodriguez now pitching. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Sauer scores. Schmidt moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to home to get Schmidt. O'Connell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Antonelli moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. Antonelli scores. Davenport goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Giants. Dave Hillman now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Tausig now playing left field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Giants. L-Tap pinch hits for Dave Hillman. L-Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Fodge now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Spencer bunts towards third. Gorel fields it and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. One out. Don Tausig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tausig hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Antonelli strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.